from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Governor Scott. One quick mention, since you're all having lunch, it's very important that you use your utensils as soon as possible. As you know, we'll be having another speaker, and there is some Secret Service involved, so there's a reason why there's no knives at your table, and the forks will be collected. And I'm not joking. So, like the good Hispanic mother, I'm here to tell you, so please, eat your lunch. Eat your lunch. Pay attention, but eat your lunch.
Pay attention, eat your lunch. Yeah, that was at the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials meeting that the Secret Service was requesting everybody to hide all their sharp objects. And the speaker coming up was Obama.
Wait.
Welcome to the program once again, Monday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This may be a short program today, but that pretty much depends on you, whether you call me right now or sometime during the program at 646-721-9887. It's just me today. Cliff is off with he's nursing a toothache. And the trials and tribulations of being human. So he said he was going to be on the program, but the only thing he could say is, but anyway, 646-721-9887. Got a few topics I want to talk about today, and that's in the news. We got some updates on the Supreme Court, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes. And again, talk a little bit about the request for the knives and forks to be taken from the table, and other issues on that we can talk about, and whatever you want to talk about. So, like I said, give us a call, 646-721-9887, or at the very least, it's going to be a monologue if you don't. But in the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog cookies because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
DancingDogCookies.com. They're available in select stores in Lane County or online at www.DancingDogCookies.com. If nothing else, go to the website and check them out because they look really neat. Each cookie is individually handmade by Tom and Kathy and with all natural ingredients, and they really do a good job of putting it together. Every time we get samples, however, Cliff likes to nibble them all up, which I guess in a way you could say Cliff is tail wagging too or something like that. So he'll contest. But again, they're all natural and good for your puppy. A couple things going on in the news, like I was saying, is that Supreme Court's got a couple decisions out this week. As far as the Obamacare that was supposed to be announced today, that got moved on to Thursday. So we'll hear whether or not they're going to strike down that law. My personal opinion is that they need to look. People need to look. The healthcare idea, but focus more on the individual mandate. Because if the Supreme Court rules that the government can require you to purchase a commodity such as health insurance, then where does it stop from there? Now, one of the arguments in favor of Obamacare as well. If you have a car, you're mandated to have car insurance. Well, that's true. In most states, that is the law. You have to have car insurance. However, there is no law that requires you to have a car. So if you don't have a car, there you go, you don't need car insurance. So hopefully the Supreme Court, like say on Thursday, is scheduled to announce their ruling on that. And hopefully they will turn down Obamacare. Plus the fact, when you get right down to it, is when you look at over 2,000 pages of a bill with everything that's stuck in that bill, and our representatives haven't read the bill, that's when we should all be really scared about what's going on with it. I mean, that'd be like going and buying a house or signing up for a contract and not reading what it is you're signing, and then finding out a little bit later that, ooh, I agreed to do that? Yeah, that's when you should be afraid, be very afraid. Or just like Nancy Pelosi was saying that you need to pass the bill to know what's in the bill. Like, well, like I said, I bet she didn't buy her house that way. I bet she doesn't do any other type of contracts that way either. So, but again, if nothing's coming out these last 3.5 years, we should all have learned a pretty good lesson. And it also answers that question that I've brought up many times on the program, is what happens if we have a rogue president or the executive branch? Well, as we've seen a couple of times during this administration, the Constitution into play, much to the annoyance of Obama, who's actually came out and publicly stated that if it wasn't for the Constitution holding him back, that he would get other things done. But as we're seeing, in addition to the Constitution being challenged and people going around, or Obama going around Congress with the executive orders, and Congress themselves not doing their job, I would hope that as a nation, and in a sense with the Tea Party movement, that we're starting to see people are standing up and demanding of our government to do their job, what we sent them up there to do. At the moment, what, in my opinion, all of this become, I mean, there are some people that do go into government with all good intentions. We're seeing that if people are going in there with moderate incomes and coming out millionaires, will I apply? 646-721-9888. If you're listening to this program on the archives, you can still participate by sending me an email, talk@krbnradio.com. We do answer the majority of the emails, except for the ones trying to sell Viagra. But that's another story in itself. I want to touch just briefly on the other rulings from the Supreme Court. And one of them that was announced today is that Arizona's Senate Bill 1070, the challenge for that got handed down. And my internet just kicked out there for a moment. Gotta love Skype. Hopefully back on the air. Find out in just a moment here. Okay, so we are still in the air. So again, I apologize for that and apologize for the dead air. Like I say, sometimes it's just welcome to live radio. It's just the way things work sometimes. There's one moment, I make adjustments. Okay, anyways, SB 1070, which is the Arizona immigration bill, the Supreme Court struck down a few of the provisions on it. I'm going through here trying to find my notes real quick. The three major portions that the Supreme Court struck down was, one, making it a crime for an illegal immigrant to work or to seek work in Arizona. Now, to clarify that, it is still illegal to hire somebody that does not have the right to work in the United States. That's why Homeland Security requires employers to have employees fill out an I-9 form. So while it's not illegal for an immigrant to work, it's illegal to hire them so they can be self-employed. The second one that they struck down is one which authorizes state and local officers to arrest people without a warrant if the officers have probable cause to believe that a person is an illegal immigrant. So again, what they're saying is that, you know, we just can't go, hey buddy, let me see your papers. And the third one is one that made it a state requirement for immigrants to register with the federal government. Well, in some respects, I have to agree with this ruling. However, I think that we're getting away from the main issue, which is immigration. And basically, if you make it too easy, you're not solving the problem. And just like with Obama recently, as they're calling it amnesty, with his version of the Dream Act, not deporting people under 30 for 2 years, I got mixed feelings on that one. It's kind of a mixture of, if you put yourself in the child's place, yeah, it's a hell of a life, but it was caused because of the parents. So what do? Well, you got a problem that was created, but you're not going to solve the problem until you take care of what caused the problem. And it's just like they say, if you have a leaky hose, you need to shut off the water at some point. Well, until you shut off the water, you're not going to fix the leak in the hose. But that's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. The other thing that, as I mentioned earlier, Obamacare is Supreme Court's holding out until Thursday to release their decision on that. And there's already discussions on how insurance companies and how bad it's going to be and all the good things about Obamacare. And I went through the reasons why that's not a good idea. And third, I want to kind of touch on briefly about Fast and Furious. Unfortunately, I don't have the audio queued up for it, but Fast and Furious, as if you recall, is the flawed gun running thing, taking guns to Mexico to hopefully trace the guns with the drug cartel, and unfortunately it caused the death of 200 Mexicans and one of our own. And Attorney General Eric Holder has been testifying before Congress and risks contempt of Congress. In fact, I'm not sure if that's actually been filed yet, but I think that was one of the issues that was going to be happening this week, is that he was facing contempt of Congress charges. And at the 11th hour, Obama comes in with executive privilege on some of the paperwork that Congress has been requesting, which you could almost hear the country just kind of take a gasp about, asking the question of, and this is what Darrell Issa has been trying to find out, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, is trying to find out, is who authorized Fast and Furious? Well, now that the president has come out with this executive privilege, now the eyes are looking at the White House. Is how high does this go? Is this going to be Obamagate? Now, if you haven't heard that before, you heard it here first. I take credit for it. But seriously, is it another Obamagate? Like I said, I wish I had the audio on this. Last year, when Eric Holder was testifying, I believe it was before Congress, and he was talking about two programs, one called Wide Receiver, which was actually a similar program, but that was in cooperation with the Mexican government. And that was through the Bush administration. And then Eric Holder was asked directly, did Fast and Furious originate under the Obama administration? And he said yes. A Wide Receiver was through Bush. Fast and Furious was through Obama. And as I said, I wish I had the audio, or wish I had the time to put the audio together for that. So it really brings again to the question is, how high does it go? Does it go all the way up to Obama? What did he know? And then the question, it gets back to my original question, is what do you do when government gets out of control? I mean, think about that for a moment. What if the government just decides to automatically ignore the Constitution altogether? I mean, right now, they seem to be voluntarily following the Constitution. But, I mean, I'm just throwing that thought out. What if? Well, what's going to happen is that with the commander-in-chief, he could very quickly turn it into a monarchy. And since he commands the troops, chances are our troops will follow blindly. There'll be some holdouts, but it won't be like Tiananmen Square where that one person stood up against the tanks and the army could not fire on their own people. When the question was asked of our military if they would do the same, unfortunately, our military, the ones, at least the ones that were questioned, said, yes, I would fire on our own people, even though it would be an illegal order. So that's kind of the sad state of affairs. But what I'm saying is that we should learn from the last 3 years. We should put checks and balances in place, or at least update the checks and balances, because as we've seen in the past, when something does happen, like we go, the president sends troops overseas, I believe it's within 60 or 90 days that he has to declare the War Powers Act for Congress to get involved, to have a say in it. So far, the only thing Congress can do is withhold funding. Well, nowadays, a lot can happen in 90 days. A lot can happen in 90 seconds. We're at the point that a push of a button can wipe out a nation. But yet our checks and balances are antiquated. Same thing with like as a pamphlet, I believe it was, that Obama helped write, kind of an autobiography that came out where he actually admitted that he was born in Kenya. Well, whether he is or not, the question of the validity of the president is being questioned. Why isn't it taken serious? Why isn't provisions in place to prevent it from happening again? 646-721-9887. If you happen to be listening, give us a call. So my point is why aren't people asking these questions? And we should be. We should learn from, basically we should learn from our past. Just doing some quick updating here with an uncooperative computer. Again, 646-721-9887 on this or anything else that's on your mind. Or like I say, it may be a very short program today. Cliff is off with a toothache. I hope he's feeling better. And again, I apologize for the dead air. What do you think, though, getting back to the audio I played at the opening, what do you think about the Secret Service confiscating all the forks and knives? Especially, an interesting point that was brought up about that is that this isn't just a typical dinner, per se, where they didn't know who was at the dinner. I mean, these are elected officials. They're Hispanic or Latino elected officials, but, you know, it's not like just somebody right off the street, per se. And has there been any other gathering where Secret Service has requested the knives and forks be confiscated? Actually, the meal itself was served without knives. The chicken was pre-cut. And like I say, before Obama came out, they went ahead and confiscated everything. It's like, what are they afraid is going to happen? That this mob of people are going to run up to him with forks. Who knows what the deal is on that? But all the other dinners that he's had, they have not confiscated the silverware. Basically, there was 1,000 people attending the group's conference for Latino lawmakers to be prepared to fork over their cutlery. It's important that you use your utensils as soon as possible. The speaker informed the audience. The Secret Service, as it turned out, had asked the organization to remove all knives and forks before Obama entered the room. Crazy. 646-721-9887. And unfortunately, I don't have much more material, so we do have one guest in the chat room if you'd like to give us a call on whatever on your mind, 646-721-9887. Otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and call it quits for today without Cliff here. And I don't have too much show prep, and that's my fault due to lack of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and call it. Again, thank you for checking us out today. And again, I apologize for the short program. It is one of the things that does happen. You know, this is a non-paid position. Life comes first, as they say. So, again, thank you so much. I'll be back again next Monday, 1 p.m. Hopefully Cliff will be here. If not, have some guests on the program that can help make it a little bit better than me just rambling on about a couple issues for an hour and a half. But Cliff calling in sick was kind of a last-minute deal. It happens, but whatever. Again, guest 2547, thank you for checking us out. And again, don't forget, you know, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com on this or anything else that you feel is important. Or just say hi. We like that, too. We answer most of our emails for Viagra. And again, until next week, this is Robin. Saying, I'll see you then.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the Like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.